Help! Help! Is anyone there? I need a lifeline. I need something to help me.
Wake up.
You are here to help you.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh, testing. Are you there?
Oh, okay. Hold on. I don't need anything outside of me. I just need myself. My lifeline is myself. Nobody else. No one's responsibility but my own. Guys, it's been a while. I know. But here we are. Your local hood hippie extraordinaire is back. I am so happy to be here on the Psychonauts Mirror. Oh, what a long break it's been. A little hiatus, if you must. Having to come back around to the same lessons over and over and over again. Until you choose to learn them, and until you choose to observe them without judgment, and placing nothing but unconditional love at the forefront of your healing. These are the lessons that I have learned. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I super appreciate all the love, compassion, and grace you have bestowed upon me in this break. So much has changed, and so many things are happening. My life is still yet such a beautiful gift and a mystery to me, all in the same. But I will say that I'm grateful for every lesson I have learned on this break. Every single trial and tribulation I have faced. Every up, every down, and every sideways road and fork in the road that I've gone on. I can say that this journey that I have been on this little bit of time has been exactly what I needed. I am a rewilding woman, someone who got lost, a soul carelessly and unaware, just roaming, trying to find the goodness, the greatness in all. I see myself so much more different than I have in the past, because in the past I couldn't see myself, but now I do. I know my worth, and it's up to me to hold the accountability on that. And I plan on doing so. I really, really, really appreciate you guys again for tuning in to the Psychonauts Mirror with your local hood hippie extraordinaire. Sit back, buckle up, because more pin drop thoughts are coming your way on my drive to go fetch the children. I love you guys so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Do not bask in the woes of others, for that is where you lose yourself and take upon a ticking time bomb that is not your own. And then that ticking time bomb will go off. And that ticking time bomb that was never yours to bask in the first place or carry upon will destroy things in you that you didn't even know existed. They can take you to the forefront of existence and then take you out. This is another lesson that I have learned along the journey, along the way. Basking in the woe of others, people who will spew venom about any and everyone around them, to pretend to the face and tell the secrets behind their back. Basking on the woes of others, carrying their ticking time bomb for no reason. Learn what is yours and what is not. Do not hold on to the things that do not belong to you, because when that bomb blows up, it takes you with it and does not care at all who is behind it, because you are holding it on your own. That's just one more pin drop thought. Being vulnerable to the human condition. What does that mean? What does that mean?
I think right now me being vulnerable to everyone is what is going to help my healing process at the moment. Things are very scary and very beautiful and very profound, all in the same sense. When you go through huge changes in your health, when you go through huge changes in your life, all at the same time, I promise you, you will learn really quickly what is best for your heart space. I can promise you what has been best for my heart space is staying in the knowing of being grateful for every little thing. And that at times is very hard. It's very hard to stay in so much gratitude in the heart space when you don't know what's going on with your health. You know that you're a mystery, as the doctors say. You know that your lab test and your results that have come back have blown the minds of every medical profession that you have been in contact with, because the levels are so high that you should no longer be existing. Now, what I can promise you is I have found gratitude in this. I have found love in this. I have found lots of moments of clarity and lots of moments of confusion. I don't know how to explain this anymore, but to tell you all that this life is one big lesson, and you have to be willing to learn from things, and you have to be willing to do it on your own. You have to be willing to take a stand for yourself and not care what any other human has to say about it. Going through huge medical changes in your life when you've been relatively healthy your entire life is very odd and very strange. I stopped using Western medicine years ago and was focusing just on my health, my wellness. And then I got a huge slap in the face in September. I got really ill in September. September 13th and 14th, to be exact, were the times I've got really sick. I ended up going to a Western medical doctor on the 19th of September. And because I had no medical insurance, they tried to just do certain tests that would be ran through the CARES Act. So mainly testing for in the realm of COVID situations. Meaning they were able to do some x-rays, do some swabs, test me for COVID. Luckily, the COVID test was negative. The swabs, they couldn't find any infection in my nose or nasal cavity. And when they took x-rays of my lungs seemed okay. Now, huge changes happened in between that time. They put me on antibiotic for 10 days, told me to sit still for 10 days. Well, in the midst of the 10 days of needing to sit still on September 19th, I ended up losing my job, which is okay because that job was not fit for me and I was not fit to be there because it was not my path, not my destiny, not by design. And I'm aware of that now, and I am so truly thankful to not be a part of anything that is no longer serving me. This is what I've learned on that behalf. The sickness grew and grew and grew. The antibiotic did not help. It maybe was able to keep my symptoms at bay for a little while, but in October I received news that I was very ill. And so with that being said, I got a nice 3-day stay at a hospital, And still, no news came to me. Nothing. I'm still a mystery to the doctors. So, I'm trying very hard to surrender and let the doctors do what they seem fit. I'm seeking guidance and knowledge outside of Western medicine also. I have reached out to a few people that work with herbs, and they're going to help me also, and I could not be more thankful for people in the realm of healing, and that comes in many ways, shapes, and forms. And I'm very grateful for these people. Now, I will tell you that it's very scary. It's even more scary to not surrender. To not surrender to what is, and to allow everything to just flow. I know that things will get better, and I know that my healing will help others who go through the things that I have went through. It'll help people with my story because of what I've had to go through with people in my realm, with the other humans that are living their human, you know, existence, their journey, their process, their lessons. This is all part of their lessons too. And I'm grateful to be able to be here and wake up every morning. I'm grateful to drive my kids to school. I'm grateful to, I read something, I'm grateful to eat a breadstick and it be salty and garlicky and buttery. And I'm grateful for the humans and the souls that I have in my life right now, the direct reflections of myself, people with big hearts that care, people who don't go back on their words, who actually live up to who they are. Someone said the other day while we were talking and having a discussion that if you're going to preach something, make sure you have mastered it. And that really struck a chord with me because I know that I preach a lot of things about having faith and divine timing and all these other things. And here I am scared and living in the human form and being worried about things that I have no control over, but to just surrender and let things flow. It's my job to be in the knowing of healing, to be in the knowing that love conquers all, the pure at heart conquers all. And that's what I'm doing. I'm focusing on the healing. And then sometimes I do realize that my monkey mind will jump into play. And it will tell me things that are not true. It will tell me to worry. It will tell me to get worked up. It'll tell me to get on the internet and look up what is going on with me when obviously Dr. Google has no idea what's going on with me. Only what I can present to it and give it information on. And I'm only going off the information, the very little information that I have. So, when I allow my monkey mind to go into overdrive, I start to fall to the wayside. I start to fall into a scared reality, an unknowing reality, instead of just surrendering. Instead of just knowing that my grateful heart and the gratitude that I have for this life is going to heal me ultimately. And the more I just sit in that knowing, the better I feel, the better my days are, and the less pain that happens to me. So I feel very lucky to have an understanding of what the monkey mind is and what it actually does and what it can create. Because the worry that I allow in my body whenever I start to allow the monkey mind to run only hinders the healing. All it does is take a chunk of happiness for the time that I have here. And becoming ill and then knowing that you're going to heal and knowing that my lesson is to learn how to heal is pretty fucking intense. I will say that. This entire journey that I've been going on since September is intense. I started doing a podcast with someone and it was about death, and it was like all these questions about death, and to think that you're ready and you would know and how you would feel when you are faced with things like this is just, it's idiocracy. For you to think that you would just want to just live your life and go on as is insane. For my journey and what I am learning is the big lesson of surrendering to whatever is supposed to be and not trying to dictate because of what your human experience wants, or you think that you know, and you think that you would have any knowing on this until you're faced with it. And I will say 100% that what I have learned from the experience that I'm going through is that you have no fucking clue until you are faced with the shit. And I thought I knew that I would be understanding and ready and willing to do whatever I wanted just to live happily. Well, in this case, I'm ready and willing to fight for my life. I'm ready and willing to be an active participant in my vessel rather than just to give up and, you know, jump ship. This is a life of lessons, and this is a life that I chose. I chose this. And the mama told me, she said, in a beautiful divine message, that I get to write this story. I am the creator and the artist of this story. And this story is about one of self-love. And I am learning how to love myself wholly and fully. How to love yourself through the things that are scary, through the things that make you emotional and make you feel certain things that you never really understood that you would ever have to feel before. But you feel them. You recognize them. And then you understand them, and you learn from them, and you grow from them. And these lessons will help others that go through them. It will help people that have illnesses that they don't even know how to treat. And being put on different Western medicines to try to help your body, and then you have side effects to Western medicine, but you want to believe that it is worth it and it is going to help. And I will say, I have my main doctor, she has been wonderful. And she listens to me and she hears me and she helps me. And I'm not discrediting any of the other doctors, but my primary care physician, she has been such an angel. And I'm so grateful for the earth angels that we have here. The ones that will listen without judgment. The ones that will listen to receive. The ones that want to help no matter what, by any means. These are my people because this is me. And I know that I'm supposed to be doing my podcast to help others that are going through huge traumatic changes in their life. someone who was seemingly healthy and you know, living a great life. I will say I didn't want to be alive for so many years. I numbed my pain and I drained myself of life force energy. I tried really hard to not be in this existence, this realm, this reality, by living so dangerously and by living reckless and careless. And it was more lessons of life, and I understand those lessons. Those lessons have taught me tremendous things. And it was just, it was like my life was so beautiful. I was living and I was so grateful to be alive. I didn't want to die anymore. I wanted to be alive. I wanted to flourish. I was doing things differently. And I was grateful to wake up every morning and then getting slapped in the face with a mystery illness is why I'm here right now with you guys. To tell you all that no matter what kind of illness you're going through, don't give up hope. Continue to fight for yourself. And be happy of who you have by your side through this fight. They have no idea what's going on with me, but my platelet count will not go under 2 million unless they do a platelet depletion on me. And that is draining. 3 days of it in a row. It's draining. But what's worth it is my life. Is the beauty of this world. I know some people don't even see how beautiful it is to live. People wake up daily wishing they were not here. And that breaks my heart for them. Yet I know it's part of their lesson because I went through the same things. The depression, the sadness, the anxieties, all of those things that we don't hold any gratitude for. But what you're learning is that you are creating it. You create this. Yes, chemical imbalance, I get that. But for me in this journey, in my journey, it was waking up to the understanding that this life is a lesson. This life is a journey. It's a process. And we can choose. We can pick and choose what we want. What we want to be sad about. What we want to give our energy to. What we want to give our anxieties to. What are those things? And I got to learn from all of my past experiences. And it's like looking at my timeline, it's like being the observer, sitting outside of it, almost holding like a little rotary dial where I can just dial in and look back at these things. And it's really what's helping me fight for my life right now. It's looking back at all the really tough situations in my life and saying, you lived through so much. You fought through so much that it's time for you now to fight for your life. And the synchronicity in that is I'm saying that at 1, 2, 3, 4. A simple way to say hello. Do you see the divine numbers that are aligned when you say certain things? And I see that now. I'm ready and willing to continue to be this warrior goddess that I am. And I will never give up. And I will never stop trying to live and be happy and be healthy. Because I live my days most of the time cracking jokes, laughing, and not giving in to this. But there are times that I just need to cry about it.
There are times when I just need someone to hold me and tell me everything is going to be okay. Because sometimes I forget. And those times are very hard. But they're meant for a reason. They're meant for something. The times that I have to feel these feelings and these times that I have to process and work through things. It's all part of something. More than I understand right now. And the only thing that I understand right now is that I have to surrender. And I have to let things be. And I have to continue to heal, and I have to continue to be of service to this world. And I've put this podcast on hold for entirely too long. But time is fake. It is a made-up construct. And so I put it on hold for a reason. Maybe I don't understand. Maybe it was to go through these changes to be able to help others understand about what they are going through. Right now, really weird situations are happening all over this tiny blue planet that's just flowing through the universe. Sometimes it's me realizing that my voice is to be heard. I have something to say. I need to say it. And what I need to say right now is that you are not alone. You are not alone when you are scared. You are not alone when you have no idea what's going on in the world. You are not alone. And I am always here for people to reach out to. I am of service to other humans, to all the souls that listen. I am of service. I'm here to help anyone that needs to talk about what's going on in their life, because I all too well know that things can change in an instant. And all you can do is flow with the motherfucker. That's all you can do, is just let it flow. It's really amazing to have an understanding of what you're going through. I'm going through a huge change to teach me to trust in myself. This change is to allow me to speak up for myself when I feel something isn't right. This change is for me to tell others it is okay to change. It is okay to trust into things that you didn't trust before, because those old stories are now played out. I no longer have to distrust a system because I don't understand it. I need to find the energies that align with me in whatever system it is and trust those energies because they match mine and I'm aligned. I talk to Creator, I talk to my higher self, and I talk to the universe. And I don't just do it on my behalf, because doing it on my behalf is so brand new. I usually talk to them for others, to help others, because I know how cold and how dark it gets. And I don't want others to hurt, and I don't want others to feel bad. I want to bring people to a bright, bright green heart space. And now I have myself talking for me, on my behalf. And it's brand new for me. It's brand new for me to call out for my healing. It's brand new for me to call out and say, it's time for me to heal. It's time for me to feel better. These are all things that are brand new for me. But this is my lesson. I chose to learn it however hard of a lesson I needed. And what a profound way to realize my lesson is about self-love and self-care and learning to heal myself by trust, by love, by alignment, by matching energy. It's all brand new to me. I say that. It's all a remembering. It's really all a remembering. I have to ask to forget, and I have to ask to remember. I have to ask to erase, and I have to ask to present myself with all the knowledge that will be beneficial to all of this. I love you all so very much, and I hope to continue my journey and share with you the more that I know. I have 3 appointments this week that I'll start a new journey after the three-day stay in the hospital, after dealing with my regular life and trying to get things squared away and in order for my children and for myself. It's, I would say, not traumatic. I would say it's teaching me so much. Lots of patience is being taught. Lots of forgiveness is being taught. Lots of learning how to let people, places, and things go that no longer serve me is being taught. I'd say, you know, I'm learning, because in the past I have been the world's worst of just continuing to hold on to things and places and people that no longer served me. And really genuinely being able to just let go and just let it flow has been actually pretty easy. At first it was hard and disheartening and not understanding why people are the way they are. And then realizing it was all part of the plan all along. To not stay somewhere for too long, to not be around things that didn't serve me for too long, or you will fall ill. Your body will literally reject things. And that's okay. I can't wait for my journey of understanding of these lessons to just really play in and for me to understand and for me to receive the lesson rather than react or respond to it in a way that is unhealthy or emotionally driven. And I think that is beautiful, that I have chose to learn these lessons the way I have. I don't understand why my higher self is making the warrior in me even stronger, but I think it's all part of helping the collective and learning how to use this journey in my life for the betterment of the collective. And I'm just so grateful to be here and to wake up, and I'm so grateful to have this podcast to share this new kind of healing journey. You know, this podcast began with my spiritual healing, where I healed my mental, where I healed my spiritual. And I did so much good work. And I was surrounded by so many divine healers. And I'm so grateful for the healing and for the process and for the journey. I'm grateful, because what I have learned this last year, some people don't even learn in a whole lifetime. So I'm so much gratitude going towards what I've learned. So much gratitude going towards what I am going to learn in this journey that I'm on. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who tunes in, who hears me, who receives me, and who feels me, because my energy is here to serve a higher purpose. beyond what I'm going through right now, beyond what I have been through, beyond anything, beyond space and made up time, beyond all of it. I am here to serve a higher purpose, and that is to help the collective healing process. For anyone that feels like giving up when their health has got them at a low point, do not give up. Stand firm in the knowing that this is the journey that you chose, and that you can be the creator of the timeline that you're living in. And I am learning that I am the artist, and I will make this a beautiful, beautiful story. And I will be here to help anyone going through anything. I am here as you are there for me. And I thank you all for tuning in and being a part of this. And the more updates I get, the more I will tune in and tell everyone the good news, the process of the journey. And I'm so grateful to have you all in my life. No matter when our paths have crossed, when our paths will cross, I am here and I am alive and I am well. And I am healthy and I am healing. And I mantra these things, and I hope that speaking this out into the collective, you will all hear that nothing will hold me down. I will heal from this. There will be clarity given to me because I'm choosing to share my journey. I chose to share my journey of healing. And that is what I intend to do. I will share this portion of healing with you all as well. So, with that being said, thank you all so much for tuning in to the Psychonauts Mirror, where we just journey through all sorts of healing. I thank you all so much for joining, and I hope that I can catch you guys on the flip side. I love you all so much, and have a wonderful, wonderful grand day, afternoon, or evening.